Music and chat through the morning. You're listening to Uckfield FM.
Okay, 26 minutes now to 11 o'clock. And joining me in the studio, Simon Robbins and Chris Dowling, business growth consultants. Morning, gentlemen.
Hello. Morning.
Hello. Are they saying stereo there? we're talking the Growth Accelerator Scheme here, which I've just been handed a little... brochure, and that's all I've got on it. Chris, you might want to just give us an outline on firstly growth consultants. What's the job of a growth consultant?
Well, a growth consultant will look at this is a it's a market for SMEs, for micro businesses, small businesses, of which, as you know, there are many in the Uckfield area, in the Wealden area, across East Sussex. So we've got plenty of them. A growth consultant and a growth accelerator service, which is a government service, this is a government-backed service, comes from the Department of Business Innovation Skills, known as BIS, rolls off the tongue quite easily.
Used to be Trade and Industry, didn't it? I think that's part of the time.
They change them all the time.
They keep us confused.
The minister, the current minister, used to be Vince Cable. It's now Sajid Javid after the recent general election. It's a government service pitched at SMEs, micro businesses, getting bigger.
Yeah.
Ambitious businesses who've got growth plans, who want to have growth plans. And there are people like myself and Simon. Simon's a manager working for the local delivery service of this scheme. We identify or will make contact with businesses who have got plans for growth, plans to expand, and introduce them to this growth accelerator service, which has some public money behind it, but offers all kinds of coaching and training and mentoring and a range of other services to help these businesses expand, develop, move forward, employ more people, deliver better
services. So this is not all about money then?
It's about businesses getting bigger, making better profits.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily all about money. It's about advice and other things.
Yes, that's right.
This is only one of many schemes out there at the moment that the government are offering to try and help businesses, and it all gets a bit confusing, really.
Yeah, I've been part of it since November. I'm a registered growth coach, so I operate on a sort of freelance basis. Mm-hmm. I do a bit of business consultancy away from the Growth Accelerator service as well. But it's part of the government's growth agenda. And yes, there are other services out there. But this, I think, Simon will probably explain in a moment, this is one of the primary growth services available to private sector businesses in this country.
Okay, well, Simon, let's turn to you for this, really. If I were a sort of an SME coming to you for some help, what sort of questions would you be asking?
Well, what we're looking for is businesses that have got the potential to grow, because fundamentally the scheme is heavily subsidised by government, and the aim is to boost the local economy. And we're looking for companies that have got the potential to grow, to create new jobs, and fundamentally to create tax revenue for the future.
Yeah. And what sort of things does it cover?
Well, what we'd aim to do is with businesses is we'd work with them to help them to increase their growth and help them to overcome barriers that might be holding them back. So quite often what we find is that businesses are growing, but they need support and advice in terms of helping them with their sales and marketing, or to help them develop their business plan. Or sometimes it's got to the stage where the business owner has developed the business to a point where he is working every hour that God sends to on the business, and needs help and support to get the business to the next stage where he can start to employ more people and then develop the business and increase the business to the next stage of growth. So that's what the kind of support we provide.
How much of this is what you might describe as political icing? The reason I ask the question is because, I mean, I've run businesses in my time, and I do understand that sometimes businesses are hampered by what you can only describe as government red tape, government taxes, government sort of restrictions on things you can and can't do. And up pops the government to say, we're going to make things easier for you, we're going to offer you this, that and the other, but they're not actually going to remove the real obstacles. I mean, is there any of that in this?
There isn't. I mean, I come from a 30-year business background in private business, and absolutely this scheme works. It's focused on grassroots supports for businesses where they really need it. And I think that's the difference, basically. There isn't political icing on it. The scheme is very closely monitored in terms of its success, And it's been going for a few years now, but it's helped in that time 18,000 small and medium-sized businesses across England. And in that time, those businesses have, on average, grown at four times the rate of a typical small or medium-sized business. So the scheme works, and it works by helping businesses with that expert advice to help them grow to the next stage just when they need it.
So nothing to do with money, then?
Well, in terms of it is to do with money, in terms of helping businesses to grow and become more successful.
Yeah, what I'm saying is there's nothing there in terms of money that these businesses can get, because sometimes for small, medium sized businesses, getting loans from banks these days can be quite tricky.
It can be. You're absolutely right. And I mean, one strand of support that we can provide is where businesses are facing issues where the bank is not prepared to loan them money, we can help them look for alternative sources of finance, whether that be crowdfunding or other areas of finance. We've got experts who can look at their business and advise them on where to get that funding to help them to grow. If we think the business is fundamentally strong and it's got the potential to grow, then we'll do everything in our power to help that business grow.
Interesting there you mentioned crowdfunding. I mean, how sound a way forward is crowdfunding?
Well, in fact, it is because the government supports one of the crowdfunding organisations, Funding Circle, so that has government money behind it. They support a lot of businesses. Obviously, there's commercial money behind that operation as well. But for a lot of businesses, and some of the businesses I've talked to have used that source of finance and found that it's worked for them.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. I'm just trying to figure out in my head how it actually works. It's because it's a fairly recent phenomenon, isn't it, really?
It is indeed, yeah. Well, there's the potential for businesses to say, look, this is what I plan to do. This is my business plan. This is how successful I've been. This is what I want to achieve in the future. And for individual investors to look at that business and basically make their own judgment on whether they feel that it's worth investing some money into that business.
Yeah,
so it might be £100 or £200, but fundamentally there are controls and reasonable rate of return on that money to make it attractive for people.
Yeah, so there's nothing scientific in that one, is there? But it seems to be something that seems to be growing in popularity.
Well, I think it's a great way of offering businesses an alternative to the banks, who can sometimes be a little bit too conservative on helping businesses that want to grow and want to create employment.
Mm. Now, I'm looking at, say, the Growth Accelerator sort of descriptive pamphlet here, and there's a piece here that says, who will I be working with? There's obviously a lot of experts out there preparing to help people.
That's right. And this is the benefit of one of the benefits of this scheme. So I administer this scheme for East Sussex, and it's my job to talk to the businesses initially. I spend half an hour or so talking through their business. I've got a lot of experience with working with small and medium-sized businesses. And from
Does it matter particularly what sector they're in?
It doesn't matter at all. We cover all sectors. So I will then talk to the business, help establish what support would best meet their needs, and then I'll be working with, we have about 500 coaches in the southeast. Chris is one of those coaches. These are all people with 20 to 30 years of business experience and have particular specialisms. And I help the business, I advise them on who would be the best specialist for them to work with.
So you're basically putting people together?
Exactly right. But I also monitor the process as well to make sure that the company gets the support they need and that they're satisfied with it.
Yeah, so you have things here like masterclasses and workshops. What sort of thing were you looking at there?
Well, as part of the scheme, and that's just one of the benefits of being a member of the scheme, companies have the opportunity to go on two workshops. These are half-day workshops based around themes of how to grow a business, how to develop your team, how to manage the change of growing your business and developing it.